to be a fun event. We have a lot of the legislators coming, Senator Rosenberg and Downing, NAPIC. We have a lot of the representatives as well, Representative Andrews, Mark Seibeck, Story, Cocott, elected officials from around the county, mayors. So it's a chance for the citizens to come and just meet and greet with the area's delegation in a very casual setting, probably an experience that most people don't get to have every day. And then it's also going to be a party. We are having music performed by Blue Jazz, which is a local jazz operation from the Hilltowns. We are also having the art produced on site by the Hilltown Plein Airs. We're having James Kitchen, the famous sculptor, who had our lawn covered with his great sculptures, including the famous Saturn, for a whole year last year. He's coming to create some art on site and tell everyone about his process. We're going to be giving tours of the old courthouse, architectural tours. And then, of course, it is an arts night out in Northampton, and so we are going to be having the historic documents that we have had for display and silent auction since May. All those historic documents, which include some really interesting pieces, as well as some of the art that has been donated from area artists, all going to be auctioned off, and all the proceeds from the evening are going to be going towards the restoration of the old courthouse, which needs about $4 to $5 million worth of historic restoration work done to her. So all in all, going to be a celebration, a chance for people to kind of meet and experience experiences that they probably wouldn't have a chance to do so otherwise, real party for the collective history of the county, and we hope to see a lot of people there.
And again, these activities are all free, except of course if you want to bid on the items that are up for auction. Where is this taking place?
At 99 Main Street, downtown Northampton, at the old courthouse at the corner of King and Main.
Now, during this year of observing the 350th anniversary of Hampshire County, what are some of the unique things that you've highlighted about the region through the observance?
Yeah, we're still going to be working on that. There's actually very few historic resources that we've been able to track down that kind of have a nice collective history of the county. Some of the pieces that we have for sale and for auction that we discovered through our archives just kind of give us a window into some of the things that were happening back in the 1600s and 1700s. We have an oath of allegiance that the King of England made the citizens of Springfield sign in 1678. We have some of you're going to see some of the old names from the area on that. There was actually a witchcraft trial from 1683, and we have those records as well. And just thinking about, how progressive an area the Northampton region is today, and looking at things such as witchcraft, looking at things such as slave ownership trials, where there was a baby involved from two slaves, from two different owners, and a court case had to be brought forth to determine where that baby, who basically that baby belonged to. And that kind of stuff just really hits you, and you think about that's part of our history. And now you think about what this area stands for now, and I think it's a very moving tribute to who we were, who we've become.
You're very fortunate, too, that these records were preserved, correct?
Yeah, they were. A lot of those records were kept in the old courthouse up until last year. They were kept, some of them, in a safe, but certainly not in the type of conditions that those types of records would warrant. We donated them to the UMass Archives Special Collections last year, and the UMass Archives has been instrumental in helping us preserve these records and also bring them to the public. We've scanned all of them. They're all available online now through the UMass Archive website and also through our own website. They've helped us kind of go through those books, go through those images, and pick out some of the most impressive ones so that we can make them available for the general public to see.
And people will have a chance to see them at the event Friday.
That's right. You can see them, and if you want to bid on them, you can take them home. Well, not the actual ones, copies.
And again, the fundraising is an effort to raise money to make repairs to the old courthouse. Talk a little bit about that. How old is that building, and what work needs to be done to it?
Yeah, a lot of work needs to be done to that building. We've been working on raising money to restore the courthouse now for about a year. That's going to really kick into high gear. We are going to be hiring a fundraising consultant to help us move the fundraising along to the next level. We went out to the communities of Hampshire County, raising money through the CPA process, and the city of Northampton was generous enough to provide us with $100,000 through that process. We also received a gift from the Grosbeck Family Foundation, which is going directly towards funding the preservation of the courthouse. And the building assessment that we conducted last year tells us that the building needs at least $4 million worth of restoration work, everything from a new slate roof to foundation reinforcement. Basically, the way these were constructed, it's basically constructed of rubble. And it's held together with a very, very old binding material, which is basically turning to dust. When that earthquake hit last year, that building definitely swayed. So it needs a lot of work, and we are the stewards of that building, so we definitely plan on overseeing a wonderful transformation for that building, a restoration for that building, and just making it a really shining example of historic restoration here in Northampton. It's the most prominent building in town. When you drive in from the highway as a tourist or as a visitor, we really are the first building that people see when they enter downtown. So really looking to have that be a shining example of what can happen collectively.
And people will have an opportunity to take tours of the old courthouse this Friday as well, I think you mentioned.
Zane Lumensky is going to be providing an architectural tour of the building, probably going off every half an hour. Providing a tour both of the exterior elements of the structure that make it unique, and then going up to the third floor historic courthouse and just talking about a couple of the cool things that make that courthouse unique.